Live from South Florida and direct from the Destune Recording Studio. Welcome to DMA Confidential. Presented by 8025 Alliance Music Group.
And we are live from the Destune Recording Studio right here in Miami. Say what's up, John Pito.
How you doing? And this is the
DMA Artist Confidential. And welcome to the first edition. We got a great show lined up for you today. We got a fantastic artist. We actually have her on the phone right now. Vanessa Conde. Say what's up.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're having a great day here in sunny Miami.
It's too hot.
What's going on in your neck of the woods? How's the weather up there?
It's actually a little humid today. We're going into September, so it's getting a little cooler. But I don't miss Miami. It was hot. I like going from the car to the restaurant or the car to wherever we're going.
Exactly. Well, let me tell you. For those of you who don't know, Vanessa right now is based in New Jersey. She's a fantastic vocalist, operatically trained.
And you guys too much.
No, let me tell you guys, for any of you who are not familiar, I mean, this woman is a powerhouse.
Yeah, right now she has her record. It was actually playing on XM's The Beat. It was Nowak featuring Vanessa Conde. Vanessa, tell us about your track.
Yeah,
let the music play. It's a fantastic track. If you guys have a chance, what we're going to do is go ahead and play that a little bit. But, you know, I want to ask you some questions regarding that project. Tell us a little bit about how you landed working as a featured artist with Nowak, who, of course, is signed to Shake Records, which is a division of Warner Music in Italy. How did that actually come to fruition?
I'm actually very good friends with a house music singer by the name of Delana. She's based in California. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing vocalist, and she's a true inspiration to me. They had approached me because actually they approached her with the project, and she had so many things up in the air right now. She's a very busy lady. Mm-hmm. And at the time, she couldn't devote herself, so she passed the project off to me, and she said, you know what, I think this track might be good, and basically the rest is history. We used a fairy tale theme for the song, and it was fun writing it, and I had a great time working with Nowak and Shake Records, which is a subdivision of Warner Music Italy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we had a great time working with them. They really saw my vision. I love to songwrite. I believe even though it's dance music, it should have a story. It should tell people something. It should have a positive message. And I felt that Let the Music Play really gives that. It's all about meeting a great person and riding off into the sunset. And
right.
A lot of people don't believe in fairy tales, but I do.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, I tell you what,
that was my inspiration for the track, but Delana was very gracious in letting me know about the project, and that's how it came about.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I'll tell you, if anything, you know, on this earth was kind of fateful, I'll have to say that was definitely meant to be, because you turned that track out. I mean, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and play that now for the people in the audience and everyone who's listening to this on their iPod and podcast. This is Nowak featuring Vanessa Conde. Let the Music Play. We're going to go ahead and play the Hollywood Boulevard version. This is an epic track. Sit back, enjoy. We'll be right back with Vanessa Conde.
Woke up.
And wow, that was amazing. That was, of course, Novak with Vanessa Conde.
Novak featuring Vanessa Conde.
Is it Novak?
It's Wack.
Do you know if it's Novak or Novak? Because I know over in Europe, they like to pronounce
the
W's.
No, it's definitely Novak.
Okay.
He spells it N-O-W-A-K.
Okay. Yeah, because I know Wagner is actually Wagner.
Yeah.
We might have to find out, huh? But in any case, that was Novak.
I know Novak is a drag queen in South Beach. Shelly Novak. Everybody knows Shelly Novak.
Yep.
she was on Whammy. Come on.
Oh, there you go. So yeah, that was fantastic. That was amazing. I mean, I can't, you know what, Vanessa? I mean, I'll be honest. Every time I hear that track, it's like I've just injected myself with 14 Red Bulls. I get the energy and I get goosebumps up and down my arms and the back of my neck. I mean, it's amazing. Honestly, and that's from the bottom of my heart. That's an amazing track, and really, it's the vocals. I mean, you really turned that out.
But see, homegirl, that ain't the only thing she
has. Thank you.
She also has projects with Midnight Society. She has Peace and Love that she wrote herself, right?
Yeah. So tell us a couple of. I mean, you have a track that you did with Alma Mattress, and that's called Peace and Love. And you've also done some stuff.
Yes, actually. I met Curtis Atchison from Midnight Society about, I would say, 5 years ago, back in 2002. And I had sent him a demo of a couple of house tracks that I was working on, and one of them was called Peace and Love. And it was basically set to a four-on-the-floor bass line, nothing special. My husband, Gerald, he always demos my tracks with me, and we were working on this track. It was supposed to be spiritual house, and Peace and Love is basically about God's light in your life, and without him, things aren't possible. And I'm a really big believer of that. Mm-hmm. So what happened was we had sent in two or three songs, and one of them was Peace and Love, and Curtis had called me back, and he said, hey, I really like Peace and Love. It's just so simple, and it's great, and I really want to use that when I have my label Sound Groove Records. So about 2-3 years passed, and it was put on the back burner because Curtis Atchison is a very busy guy, as you guys know from Midnight Society.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And finally, about 2.5 years ago, he said, hey, you know what? I'm ready. We're going to release this track, and I have Alma Matrice that has decided to do a remix for you. And I was totally floored because Alma Matrice has such a great reputation in the circuit scene with Rapido and everything. And I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. And it was just beyond my wildest expectations that this little prayer that I wrote to God would be a house track.
Wow. I tell you what, we're gonna go ahead and post a link right here on our blog. We have a blog regarding this DMA Artist Confidential. Of course, we'll be posting your bio and some photos and links to your MySpace, which I believe you have a sample of the track, correct?
Yes, actually, I had the Midnight Society mix up for quite a while,
okay.
And I decided to put Alma Matrice's mix up. So, you know, give people a variety. Some people like a certain mix more than others.
Sure.
Depends on what DJ, what set works with whatever genre they're working with.
I tell you what, we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and play that mix really quick for the audience.
Peace and Love.
Peace and Love. So without further ado, here's Peace and Love.
Boy. You seize my day, take my troubles away. You bring in light, show me it will turn out right. I can't believe your love has overtaken me. Results so sweet, a strength I've never ever seen. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Wow, that was amazing. If you're just tuning in, we're live on the internet and worldwide with Vanessa Conde.
Hello.
Hi there. And
hi.
Of course, I'm joined by my fabulous co-host, Jumpito.
He knows better.
And, you know, so I got a question for you, Vanessa. Here's something that I'm sure everyone in the audience wants to know. You know, if you had any advice for anyone out there who's starting out in the music industry, who's a singer, who's a writer, who's somebody who's inspired, who wants to get into the industry, what would you say to them?
Well, that's kind of a two-part question. The first part would be never to live your life or fulfill a dream that someone else has for you. Definitely follow the dream, the inspiration, the talent that God has given you, and follow that to wherever it leads you. That's the only way you're going to be happy. And the second part of that would be to never give up. I can't tell you the situations
trust me,
that
I've
been through. They're crazy.
Trust me, I know. That you're right on with that.
That singer not to give up and not to be intimidated. There's a lot of people that are out there that want to intimidate you and make you feel smaller than what you are. And never listen to that, because it's negative, it's not good. And definitely follow your dream and follow through and just keep trying. And when one door closes, two doors are going to open.
You know what, I
so
tell you.
So it seems like the end of the world in one section, but in another section you'd be like, oh my God, last week I was going to like jump off the bridge, and this week I'm like going on a tour. So you could never, don't underestimate God.
I tell
that's,
you, that is the one,
the bottom line.
You are dead on with that. And, you know, as being an artist myself and a producer and a DJ now, because I just recently started producing, I tell you, it's all about staying with your dream and continuing and never giving up. I mean, you couldn't give up. I 100% agree with you. And again, you heard it from somebody who's you know, making a name for herself and who's got a great following, who's making waves throughout the world. You know, when somebody tries to bring you down and the one door closes, two more open. So you heard it straight.
That's right.
So straight from the source.
Yep.
Great advice. You used to do a little bit of
freestyle.
A little bit of freestyle back in the day. Is this true?
Yes, actually, I first started recording freestyle back in about 1996 or 7, and the first song I had released was called For You, and it was released on an independent label in Miami called Detour Records.
Tell us the history about this first single, For You. I mean, you already did told us about the Detour stuff, but you wrote it, right?
Yes, For You. I wrote For You, and it was produced by Sasha Sari, who is in upstate New York, and he's a Sicilian-Italian, and he gave me a great freestyle beat. You know, it was my first release, so it wasn't a big production. They just wanted to, you know, get my feet wet, see how I would sound. And this was obviously coming out of college, where I was doing Carmen, Samson and Delilah, Il Trovatore.
All the opera stuff,
all
huh?
All different wonderful Verdi, Mozart operas, and coming back into dance music. My roots is, I would definitely say, New York freestyle. That's what I grew up listening to. Jenny Burton, so many wonderful singers, George Lamond, Sapphire, there's so many, Karina. And being a Latina, born in this country, when I saw those singers out there singing, and I was, you know, I was young, 11, 12 years old, and just seeing them being who they were and not hiding the fact that they were Latino singers, it was a great inspiration to me. So even though I went to college for opera, I was constantly writing dance and freestyle music. Constantly.
Wow.
Even in the middle of opera workshop, I was sitting there writing lyrics.
That's amazing.
So when I got out of college and I was on several waiting lists for the Metropolitan Opera, Santa Fe, San Francisco Opera, it was a little discouraging to know that I had to wait 3 years to get to audition. And I really wanted to do something productive with my life at that moment. So I decided to start doing the freestyle and the dance. And, you know, might as well use the songwriting that I did, put it to good use.
Wow.
And I've never turned back. It's been a change for me. And it's been a great change for me because I was able to pursue my dream and what I really wanted to do. I always have opera in there, and I will always appreciate the education I received as far as the classical training is concerned, and it has helped me be the singer that I am today. So a little bit of both. But yeah, definitely freestyle was the beginning of it all.
Sure. You know,
and that's more important than singing in an opera house.
Right.
That's my
question. Well, without further ado, we're just going to go ahead and play that for the audience so you can get a feel for what you know, your roots. Your first single. Why don't we go ahead and play that gem for everyone?
Oh yeah.
This is Vanessa Conde, For You.
For You.
If you're just tuning in, we're live on the internet and worldwide with Vanessa Conde. I kind of wanted to touch base for the audience. I mean, I know you have several upcoming appearances that are in the works. I don't think we can kind of let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, but something really great coming up in Halloween, correct?
Yes, actually, I am looking to be a performer at the Halloween parade, which is one of the biggest parades in the world.
And this is in New York,
October
correct?
31st. We're really looking forward to that.
So yeah, this parade in New York is going to be phenomenal. I mean, it is in New York, correct? The October festival?
Yes. The Halloween, New York City Halloween Parade.
Oh, wow. So that's like millions of people.
As far as I know, it's the biggest one in the world.
That's the one in the village, right?
It takes place in the village.
So that's amazing. But this isn't really anything new to you, correct? I mean, I know we all did a fantastic rash of parties during Winter Music Conference, and you were down here touring. I mean, how many gigs did you have during Winter Music Conference here in Miami? This year?
I had three. The first one was at SCORE with Midnight Society. And the second was at Voodoo Lounge in Fort Lauderdale. That was insane. And but my favorite one was Poliquita del Medio, which was in downtown Miami. And it was wonderful. It was great to perform and see people really enthusiastic about the music.
I mean, We were all there, and Giampito and I helped organize that event. And actually, that's Giampito and George's brainchild, which is the Taishan ball. What number was it this year?
That was number 7, and actually it's been 12 years. It's 7 years as TSB, Taishan ball, but 12 years in total of every consecutive year.
Yeah, this year you guys went all out. We had a fantastic time at this authentic Cuban restaurant. And let me tell you, folks, once again, one thing is to hear Vanessa's voice recorded, but to hear her live, honestly, is like a religious experience.
She got video on her MySpace.
Yeah, if you want to check out a video, I do believe you have a capture. Is that correct, Vanessa?
Yes, we were able to capture the Taishan ball performance.
Okay.
And like I said, the crowd was really enthusiastic. And when I'm on stage, The more enthusiastic the crowd is, the better I perform. So it was just really an honor to be there and to be able to entertain them. And as you can tell, I'm a very humble person.
Yes,
so
I see that. I mean,
I just listen, and I'm like, wow. That was
an amazing
flattery. It's great. It's just everything comes from God, and that's how I feel about
the music
that I give to people.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing. I got to say, we look forward to next year. Vanessa's going to be appearing at various locations if we all have something to do with it. But yeah, I mean, you've actually done some pretty, like, huge events this year. I mean, didn't you do the Puerto Rican Pride Festival in New Jersey? Am I correct in saying that? As well as you were on the Peter Munch float at the New York City Dance Parade as well.
Yes, this past May I was on the Peter Munch float. He's affiliated with Pacha in New York. And he invited me to be on his float. He had heard about Let the Music Play. And he was very excited to get me on board and have me perform with him. And it was insane. It was a lot of fun. And I didn't stop dancing from the time I stepped onto the float until we got off, and it was about a two-hour route because it started on 28th and 6th Avenue, went all the way down to Washington Square Park.
Wow.
So it was just nonstop dancing all the way.
That's amazing. And, you know, I've been to several parades in New York and some of the gay pride festivals and some of the Halloween parties, and people in New York do not play. I mean, those events are literally millions of people, and it's like nonstop. So, you know, for anybody who got to see her, you know, you're lucky, and for anyone who hasn't, I guarantee that she will be doing that more often, and we look forward to hearing more information about the party during Halloween. You know, keep an eye out on, of course, freestylemusic.com, right here on dancemixamerica.com, where we'll be posting our blog, and And, you know, we love you here. So that's amazing. We can't wait. Miami misses you, Vanessa.
Oh, I miss you guys. So I miss Miami.
You don't miss the weather, but you miss us.
I don't miss the heat, but I miss the people. Definitely. I'll be back.
Yes, you will.
I'll be here before you know it.
Yes, you will. And if we have something to do with it, you'll be coming back a lot.
Thank you so much.
Actually, Vanessa, while you were talking, I was looking also on your pictures on your MySpace, and like I saw the Bodeguita pictures. Who did your hair? Because it looks really good.
Oh my goodness. Same I met fuck. The most fabulous stylist Miami has to offer, George Zabaleta. He's awesome. He looks fabulous.com. I'm not plugging him. I'm telling you because this guy's amazing, and he did a great job, and he made me feel confident and beautiful when I walked onto the stage. So that's George Zavaleta at youlookfabulous.com. He was great.
Yeah, he totally made you feel like Cinderella at the ball, right?
Oh, he's totally, forget it. Totally Cinderella at the ball. Definitely. Geisha girl, 110% right
oh
there.
Oh my God, we love it.
Vanessa, speaking of Cinderella at the ball, what are exactly the words of that song at the beginning? Can you like say it real quick? So that...
I feel like Cinderella at the ball.
God, she sounds good even on
I
the phone.
I feel like Sleeping Beauty and I just woke up.
That's amazing. You guys, that's through the phone, through a mic, from long distance, and you could tell the girl has some pipes. There's no denying it. And there's no stopping Vanessa Conde. So, you know, look out. She's coming up. And she's going to tackle the world. And we're all behind you 100%, sweetheart.
I kind of like to be a chameleon of dance music. I want to do all different styles.
Yeah, you know, and touching on that note, I believe you're actually putting out some fresh, hot, off-the-chain material. So let us know, John. John's going to go ahead and give us some information about your latest single that's coming out, that's going to be Falling Into Love.
Yes.
Go ahead, give us some information there.
Yeah, Falling Into Love, coming out on Destune Records. It's coming out this fall. Remixes by DJ Vidal, Connie Casserole, George Ojeda, Maximus 3000.
That's right, I'm on that too.
Hold on, you know some of this information.
Oh,
he's looking
at me like he's gonna ready to scramble. Yeah, well, we have people like Josh Riptide involved. We got Chris Costanzo and Jody Vukas who are also doing some mixes.
And that's gonna be everywhere. It's gonna be iTunes, Masterbeat, Beatport, Audio Jelly.
Here's a question for you. What between us and of course the millions of people listening, how did you guys hook up together? How did you hook up the current project that you're working on for Destune Records?
They have been very proactive in what I want to do, the vision that I have. George is wonderful to work with. He's laid back, but at the same time, he's like, all right, well, we need to do it again.
George O'Hare is a genius, too.
I don't want to record anything that is not 110%. And right. Destune always makes sure that I'm doing the best that I can and giving it all that I have. So I really appreciate them coming on board with me and seeing the vision that I have. And as far as the neo freestyle genre that we're discussing, since we're on that topic, I'm not here to replace any singer that was here in the past. I'm here to expand and continue the genre. So one day when I'm old enough, or too old, it's time to pass it on to another person. I'll be ready to pass on the baton. But at the same time, during the span that I am here, create quality music and really get back to the roots of what great dance music is.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's definitely kind of like a resurgence of your roots and just in time too, because I mean, the analysis right now of the direction of dance music, I mean, this whole electro house movement, this whole neo freestyle movement, a lot of artists are sampling. I mean, it's funny because a lot of the younger kids that are going to clubs right now, you know, they're used to the whole YouTube thing and the whole like quick, you know, 2 minute and you know, short attention span stuff, that it's kind of like they regurgitate past cultures. And right now, anything that sounds vintage from the mid 80s is like nostalgic to them. So it just it's a perfect timing for you to come out and do this brand new neo freestyle set of tracks with George Ojeda. This was produced by this version was produced by DJ George Ojeda,
who has a show also on Dance Mix America.
Yeah, you can catch George Ojeda every Sunday, you know, spinning classics, high energy, and a mixture of all forms of dance music, really. From 12 to 1 right here on DanceMixAmerica.com. And we're gonna go ahead and play Falling Into Love. And, you know, get ready, people, because make sure that bass is kind of turned up a little bit moderate, because it might blow your speakers. and really. So without further ado, here's Vanessa Conde with Falling Into Love, DJ George Ojeda remix, or just original? What are we calling this?
I believe it's original.
That's all right, the original.
This is the original, baby. So this is a completely different direction. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back, guys. Wow, that was amazing. That was amazing. You know, don't forget you could check out some of Vanessa Conde's releases on Beatport and all the upcoming stuff. First and foremost, I want to thank you, Vanessa, again for joining us on the debut show of the DMA Artist Confidential.
And it's my pleasure, and I just want to thank DMA for giving this outlet to recording artists, especially singers, that a lot of times you hear a great record and you hear the singer and you're like, Okay, where's the singer? There's no interview. There's no show. Where is she? Where is he? So it's a great outlet.
Well, that's kind of the idea. We want to give it, you know, people a nice inside, in-depth, look into some dance artists, which is very rarely done. I mean, either you're a pop singer or if you're, you know, in the mainstream, that's when you get these kind of interviews. But that's what we're here for. And, you know, thank you all again for joining us. Don't forget you can download this podcast right off of the DMA homepage and subscribe every single week. We're going to have a great show for you right here on DanceMixAmerica.com and on iTunes.
And hold on, Vanessa, I know you're friends with a lot of other dance divas out there. And so before we go, you want to give any other shout-outs?
Yeah, anyone you want to send shout-out to?
Well, we could be here all night, but all day. But definitely, I want to give a couple of shout-outs. These are singers that have really given me a positive outlook, and that would be Jeannie Tracy, Steve Rock, Amber, George Lamond, Joey Kidd, Karina, Sapphire. Man, so many wonderful singers, so many great, so much great artistry out there, and definitely Amanda Wilson from the UK. She's a great singer.
Oh, yeah.
Freemasons.
I love her.
So,
well, I mean,
I want to give a shout out to all those people, and I want to thank them for always being positive and always giving me positive messages on my space.
So don't forget, people, you can find out everything there is to know on Vanessa Conde. Check out some pictures, some links to her homepage on MySpace. You know, make friends, say what's up, give your feedback. Thank you all for joining us, and have a good one.
Bye.
Woohoo!